Police patrolling the streets of Beijing by night. It's a far cry from scenes in the Chinese capital just the day before. The government has increased security in several major cities following the biggest protests in decades. In Shanghai, scuffles broke out when police officers demanded people delete images from their phones. "I'm not filming anymore," this woman is saying. Authorities are keeping tight control of what's spreading on social media.
They don't want people to see that there are other people who are, you know, courageous enough to go to the street to protest.
Barricades now line the streets where hundreds of people had gathered before, calling for an end to strict lockdowns, quarantines, mass testing and disruptions that have been enforced for 3 years. Reports quoting demonstrators say authorities have opened inquiries into the events of the past few days and have been summoning people suspected of attending protests to give written statements detailing their activities. Many people had used the demonstrations to speak out about a range of grievances, including censorship and diminishing civil liberties. Despite the challenge to the Chinese government, analysts doubt it'll force any change.
People can go to the street somewhat spontaneously to voice their discontent, to demand for freedom, But for any kind of movement to sustain, you need an organizing structure. You need civil society groups. You need activists. But those people are gone. They're in jail. They are silenced or they're in exile.
At a media briefing on Tuesday, health officials did say they would address concerns about excessive controls and fine-tune regulations to limit the impact on livelihoods. But they stopped short of conceding there was a problem with the zero-COVID policy.
Some citizens and the general public say the biggest problem is the oversimplification of the prevention control measures, the arbitrary imposition of restrictions and a one-size-fits-all approach.
It's not the first time the government has acknowledged public frustrations. In the past, though, nothing has changed, which suggests it could be some time before China reconsiders its response to the pandemic. Patrick Fok, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.